Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And it is almost 10:57 here in Cleveland, Ohio. And what time is it by you? This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio Station 2. And today is, what day is it? July 31st, and it is 2011. And tomorrow is my granddaughter's birthday. She's going to be 6 years old, and she's a very special little girl. And I'm going to tell you a little story about that. When my daughter was pregnant with this little one, she didn't know if she was going to have a boy or girl. She didn't, you know, that she's of the mind she likes to be surprised. So I went to this meditation and this class, and we went into a very deep meditation where the meditation teacher took us to the tunnel of light, and out of the fog comes running this little girl. And she's running towards me, and she says, "Nana, Nana, I can't wait to be with you again." And at that moment, I gave this little one a great big hug and said, "I can't wait to have you be with you again either." And so when my daughter had a little girl, I knew she was having a little girl, and that is a very special child to me. So anyway, so I want to wish my sweet little girl a happy birthday. She looks just like her mom, all my grandchildren are special to me, but it was very special to have that meditative experience. It was very, very wonderful. So how is everybody tonight? We got a big August coming up. You know, August actually is coming in with very interesting energy. One of the things that that we have is coming up is a way of dreaming. And what we want to do is, you know, coming up in August, we have very interesting energy coming onto the planet. It's large and very big preparation energy. And the energy is because there, and again, I'm not an astrologer. This information is coming straight from the Akashic Records. What I'm hearing is that this planet is aligning with very special energies, and there are going to be pockets of blossoming. That's the words there that I'm being told. Pockets of blossoming. There are going to be explosive events and things that will open the heart, the mind, and the eyes of humanity. And it is very important that all of humanity be prepared for shifts and changes, not only in their lifestyle, but in the way that they look at life. It's very important that the priorities in your life become aligned with your soul's purpose. And the soul purpose is that of being and feeling good about yourself. When we move into feeling good about ourselves, we actually vibrate, obviously, at a higher level. But we then begin to attract to us more experiences and people that actually will... what I'm hearing is lead us on our path. And what that's all about has to do with you truly making a list. And you've probably heard the masters, teachers, and loved ones talk about this before, but it's really very important. It's really about making a list of what makes you feel good about you. What do you have to do in your life to feel fulfilled? What action steps can you take on a daily basis to help anchor your personal fulfillment within yourself? This is not about other people. This is only about you. It's not even about helping other people. It's only about you. In other words, like, clearly, when you help other people, you feel good about yourself. That's true. But the reality is that what action steps can you take for yourself to make you feel good about you? What plan do you have to put you on the path of feeling fulfilled? And then I suppose you have to define what being fulfilled is. So what does it mean for you to feel fulfilled? What does it mean for you to be content? Yep. What does it mean? What has to happen for you to feel totally and completely in alignment with contentment? And how do you define happiness? That would be an important piece. How do you define happiness? What are you... it's not, happiness is not just money, you know. Happiness is not just a great job. Happiness is, and contentment is really more about feeling fulfilled in your life. And so that's what's important for you. It's important for you to get a real good, clear idea of what it is you want or what will make you happy. Now, we have some telephone numbers that you can call in. You can also email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, that's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And you can also call in. We have an 800 number for the United States and Canada. And that's 888-429-5471. Or you can dial 530-413-4520. There you go. So you can, and you know, there's a listening channel. So if you know somebody who's traveling and they can't get on the internet, they can certainly dial in and listen to our program via their phone. And they can dial in at 760-569-7676. And the access code is 192919#. So hopefully if you'd like to do that, that would be great. The program flows better, and there's a lot of wonderful information when people call with their questions. So please feel free to call with your questions tonight. Okay. All right, so we're going back to our discussion about what makes us feel good. You know, there's a lot of different things. It's not just a great job, and it's not just great relationships, and it's not just a great body. Of course, all those things can be important to you, but what's most important to you, what's most important is your insides. It's not really on the outside, it's the inside. Okay, so we really want you to take a look at what's important on the inside for yourself. So think about that. Just think about that. Now, getting back to our August forecast here, one of the things that's important is that as we look forward to August, we see that we look at a part in the very beginning of August where there is confusion and about which way to go or what to do. And we really want to take a look at that and sit down and become very clear. One of the ways of sitting down and becoming clear is to find a space in nature that you feel really good about and start breathing. I mean, one of the things that's important is when you go into your meditation is to ask to be aligned to the highest level of frequency and vibration of love and awareness. When you ask to be aligned to the highest level of frequency and vibration, you begin aligning with your own divinity. And that can be very important to you. And so sitting down and asking to be aligned to the highest level of frequency and vibration, you really want to move into your higher level of thought. To clear any confusion and to allow yourself to call forth your I Am presence to come forward and clear any confusion you might have. Now, one of the things that for astrologers that there is going to be a retrograde. Mercury turns retrograde between August 3rd and to the 26th. And that can really shake things up. This particular retrograde can really confuse things. It really is going to push plans and communication to a real, sometimes a chaotic state. So just remember to breathe and know that there is a reason and purpose for everything. Okay? Now, the other piece about retrogrades that's coming forward is that during a retrograde, you become, it brings you back into yourself. It's almost like a retrograde pulls you back into you, helps you become more reflective. That's the best way to explain it. And as you become reflective, it's important to stay centered as the chaos looms around you. All right? Very important. Very important. Here in Cleveland, it's 11:11. 11:11. Now, how are those numbers important for you? They're power numbers, you know. They're power numbers, and as I look at the clock and I see 11:11, I know it's a power number. It's all about, it's a very interesting meaning. It's a way that, it's like a portal. It's like God's way of waking us up and helping us to see the truth of who we are, the truth to any question we have to see. It's very important that we really look at the numbers that are around us, okay? I want you to think about what numbers do you see a lot? What numbers? you see 333s? Do you see 444s? What numbers do you see around you a lot? What's really happening when you see those numbers? Okay. One of the things that I have come to know is that when we get messages from the universe, when we get messages from our higher selves, it comes in many different ways. It can be a song. It can be the back end of a license plate number that you just hadn't seen before. It can be a website that somehow pops in, or an email that pops in, and you're not exactly sure how that got there. So it's important to start looking at numbers. This is a conglomeration of awareness this month. August is going to be a month of awareness. So when you are in your life, remember we were talking about what the awareness of what makes you feel good about you and how you can move forward into your own personal plan and to move out of chaos. That's what you want. That the numbers are also going to be very important for you. Very important. I'm waiting. There is something else coming here. No, it's very interesting that we all make very interesting choices over life. And some of those choices, each of our choices creates a pathway. And so where you are today in your life is in direct relationship to your thoughts, your feelings, your fears, your beliefs. And so it's this awareness that we're talking about really making your plan is very important. It's very important to take a look at your life from all levels and all surroundings, and just get clear about what is filling your life right now. What is filling your thoughts? And what's very important is to bring spirit back into your life. Bringing God back into your life, bringing spirit, bringing the universe, whatever you want to call that divine source, bringing that back into your life by acknowledging with gratitude, by asking for guidance, by offering prayer for others, all is very important. And so this plan that you're creating, it's going to be very important that you do it from a divine blueprint point of view. Now, we talked about divine blueprint a couple of weeks ago. And what I would like, and again, I'm going to mention this, I had a couple of people email me, I've got to get back to them, actually more than that, that are interested in really discovering their divine blueprint. But to discover your personal divine blueprint, we will be going through a series of exercises to open your heart to yourself. Because in order to accept and receive your divine blueprint, you need to be willing to see not only your positives, but your negatives, and learn not from a critical point of view, but from an observational point of view, and then making a choice on whether or not you either can change them or want to change the parts that you feel are negative. Because sometimes we don't want to change them. We say we do, but we really don't. And so when you say that you want to do something, but you really don't want to do it, it cancels it out, and you stay stuck. So if there's any area that you feel stuck in right now, it's going to be very important that you look at what you feel most afraid about, or what you feel the most angry about. Because fear and anger will keep you stuck. Moving through fear and anger is like worse than walking through peanut butter. Worse than walking through mud. And so it's going to be very important that you identify, if you feel stuck, what your fear is all about. It's your fear and anger. And how much are you willing to release it? Because revenge and rebellion don't serve you. They don't. They don't serve you. All they serve for you is to feel anger and guilt and shame, frustration. They don't serve your highest good. And so it's going to be very important, as you're looking over your life plan, if you will, when you're creating your own vision, that you get real clear about where those areas or that those pockets of feelings are. And so again, we're going to ask people to go ahead and send in their questions, email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHICWISDOM, akashicwisdom.com. And the reason that's important, if you can't call in, you want to at least email in. And remember, those telephone numbers are 888-429-5471, or you can dial in at 530-413-4520. Okay. You know, I've been doing a lot of clearing in the past few weeks. I'm getting ready to move, as you may or may not know. And as I clear, it becomes very apparent to me, and to a lot of other people as well as helping me, is that, you know, sometimes we just have too much stuff. And all this clearing although it feels good to release, there is a lot of emotional components to it. And so that's some of the things that I've been going through. And I'd love to talk to somebody that has a lot of stuff that they can't seem to get rid of, that they can't seem to release. One question that was given to me was, as you're sorting through things in your life, you ask, what will I gain by keeping this, whether it's a piece of paper or an item or even a relationship? What will I gain by keeping this? That's real important. Very important for you. You can also talk about careers. Somehow what I'm hearing is that there are some people out there whose professional careers are really It's funny, they're using the word in jeopardy. That your careers are in jeopardy, that you're not sure who and what you want to do with your life. And it's something that you've done. There's some folks out there that they've done one specific thing for so long, and the market's not there anymore. And new plans have to be made. New plans have to be made. What does that mean? That means that if you continue doing what you've always done and it's not rewarding, and you're not receiving the dollars that you want to receive, that if you continue doing it, you're going to get the same result. So what has to happen is you have to become clear, or you have to become aware of how your skills are transferable. And so the way you look at how your skills are transferable are what industries you could be working in, is to take a look at the industries or the types of businesses that you were doing business with during your career. So what kinds of businesses were you doing business with that you could now use your skills and knowledge to move forward with? The other thing is that sometimes you have to really know that when one door closes, another one opens. That's very important. Sometimes we hang on to things well past the time that they are useful to us, because we're afraid to let go. We just got a question from Brent, and he said, a few months ago, you mentioned that the master's teachers and loved ones said, I have a big project in my career coming. So far, it hasn't happened. Well, you know, what's interesting is that's one of the reasons the master's teachers and loved ones are not necessarily, quote-unquote, fortune tellers or talk about the future. Because that, it depends. Everything is based on free will choice. And it depends on what your definition of big project is. It also has to do, Brent, it has to do with how open your heart is to be willing to receive the information from the universe. What I'm hearing is there's a blockage, and there's a blockage around, an anger around entitlement. And what the way they're defining entitlement is, it comes from a place of victim. It comes from a place of, everybody else is doing okay, why aren't I? And again, if you call in, I'd be happy to talk to you about this. But you have to take a look at how you walk through life with your attitude. Where are you on the gratitude scale, or are you? Where are you on the openness scale? And the other thing that's happening here is 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 it has to do with a stuckness of disbelief. I don't know what that means, but a stuckness of disbelief, with the, in this respect, they're talking about what they're saying is that this applies to not just you but others within the listening audience. What they're saying is that there are people out there, including yourself, that are waiting for change rather than affecting change. So they're waiting for things to change. They're waiting for they're waiting to be rescued. They're waiting for the market to change, or they're waiting rather than affecting. And so it's about really getting clear about how can you affect your livelihood. What can you do that can move you to a space of gratitude? What can you do to better understand how to serve people in your marketplace? So, for example, how is your business the same and hasn't changed? From a service point of view. So they're also talking about looking at an industry or the industry that you're the most familiar with and looking for the holes in the industries of what people are not doing that could be done to help their customers. But the other piece is real estate right now is a kind of sketchy place because it's hard for people to even get loans. I don't have to tell you that. You're in the business. So it's really about understanding and looking for a company that can help people come together with houses. What I'm hearing is there needs to be a new way of doing business in real estate because there are a lot of people out there that need homes and need houses, and there are a lot of houses and homes that need people. And what stops them are the banks. And so what has to happen is a way of people coming and working with people that makes it possible to move forward on that. And I know that there are vehicles out there, you know, like rent to own or something like that. But there's even what I'm hearing is a very savvy and clever person with real estate knowledge can begin to match people with homes and also make money for themselves. I don't know what that is. I don't even know necessarily how it looks. But it's something that needs to be looked into about how to match people with their homes and their budgets that eliminate banks. And I don't know what that means, and hopefully you have an idea. Or maybe you want to meditate on that idea. Oh, by the way, what I'm also hearing is that project coming in your career may not be a project in real estate, and it may be, but it's really about being open to what it is you truly want to do, Brent. What do you really want to do other than sell real estate? There's a matching here. There's a matching of people and property. And I, again, don't know what that means, but take a look at that. I'm going back to San Diego, folks, by the way. I'll be there in November, I'll be teaching a level one and a level two. For those people who have never listened to the show before, I work with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And what that means is that you can actually move into information on a grander scale for your life. The Akashic Records work best with a question. So the questions, you know, a consultation, whether it's with yourself or with another person, the questions, you know, fuel the consultation. So, in fact, they're based 100% on the question. So in November, I'm going to be in San Diego, and I'm going to be teaching a level one class. And a level one class on the Akashic Records is where you learn how to read your own personal records. And a level two is where you learn how to read other people's records. You really do have to have worked with your own records for a minimum of 30 days before you can take a level two. But for those people who have worked and studied and done level ones, they can certainly come, and no matter what teacher they were with, as long as they're an Archie teacher, they can certainly come to a level two in San Diego if they want. And, in fact, I have those dates. I want to say it's the first weekend in November. It's going to be in the Oceanside area, and I'll get those dates for you right now. Alrighty. Okay. Okay. Just give me a second here. All right. Okay, so the dates of the Akashic Record workshop for Level 1 is November 3rd and 4th, and the times are 2:30 to 7:30 for Level 1. And Level 2 is going to be 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the Level 2 is going to be November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And November Friday the 2nd is going to be from 1 to 6. Saturday is going to, and Sunday is going to be from 8:30 to 1:30. So, and that's going to be in Oceanside. And if you want more information, you can certainly email me on that. Okay? Okay, so in about 5 minutes, we're going to close the show unless we have some more questions. Questions fuel the show. So please give me a call. You can certainly give a call at 888-429-5471, or you can, if you're outside of the country, our country code is 011, and you can call 530-413-4520. So email a question to info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also call in that question at those numbers I just gave you. Yep. So you've gotten some information. We're talking about a really great August, a chaotic, but It's a way of really opening up your heart and opening up your awakening. And for those people who are interested in working with the blueprint of their souls, I know that I want you to email me again and or call me. You can call me at my personal number, 216-691-1233. And I will call you back. All righty. Well, it's 20 minutes of, and we have two more minutes. And any questions, please call them in now so we will stay on the air. Otherwise, at 1140 or 840 or 940 or 1040, wherever you are, we will be signing off. I do want to mention that if you haven't seen Braco, B-R-A-C-O, check out his website at bracoamerica.net. He's actually going to be coming to the Cleveland area on, I think it's September 29th. Also, if you live in the California area and you haven't taken a ride on a whale and dolphin boat with Laurie Rayon, that's something not to be missed. So if you would like more information on those whale and dolphin trips, she sails out of Dana Point in Catalina. So let me know and email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and we will be happy to send you information on either one of those, or all three. And there was like Akashic Record Workshops, email me. I'm happy to give you some more information. Also, Akashic Record Consultations with me. Give me a call or email me, or the whale and dolphin boat trips, as well as Braco, the gazing healer. So give a call or write in, and I'll be happy to send you all that information. Okay? All right. Well, I want to thank you all for listening. We're going to sign off a little earlier today. And again, email your questions for next week. We'll be happy to answer them then. Brent, I hope you answered your question. If you have any other questions, please feel free to email. And again, this is Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom, Internet radio show on bbsradio.com. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the Akashic Records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. And have a great week, a miracle-filled week. Happy August. Bye.